Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you this morning in the name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning that we can count on your name. We can count on you. You are the Holy One of Israel. We say, have your way in us this morning. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way this morning. Have the way. So, Father, today we lift up the children, their fathers, their mothers. You promise in your word you will bring the fathers back to the children, the mothers back to the children back to their parents. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, every child that's gone astray, we bring them back. We pull them back. We pull them out the mud and the mire, and we pull them back. We pull them out. Oh, God, cleanse them of all unrighteousness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the children's obedience to you. Oh, yeah, you said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land. So we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. We thank you for what you're doing in the children, in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, Europe, all over the world. You got the children in the palm of your almighty hand. Yep, you blessing the children from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Oh, God, you are calling them to a higher calling. And I thank you that they won't say they're too young in the name of Jesus. Oh, you told them, don't say you're too young. I'm going to use you. Yeah, Lord, I thank you that you used David, little David, to fight Goliath. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you used Daniel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile his temple. I thank you that you used Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were young men sold out for you. I thank you that you used Timothy, oh God, who was taught by his mother and his grandmother, and the word was written on the tables of his heart that he would not sin against you. I thank you, Lord God, that you chose Esther, a young girl, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, you had a purpose and a plan for her life. And as she grew and developed in the things of God, oh, yeah, Lord, she said, if I perish, I perish. She went forth doing your work, your will, and your way. Oh, Father, I thank you that you chose Joseph as a child. You gave him dreams. You gave him visions in the name of Jesus. So, thank you today, Father God, for choosing the children. Yeah, you chose them. Moko shabaka shere eku. Amanini eke sheke oririyaka. Oh, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all those, all those children all over the world, all the Daniels, all the Josephs, and you chose Samuel. He didn't know your voice, but you went to him. Oh, yeah, he had to go to Eli. He didn't know your voice, Lord God, never heard your voice before, in the name of Jesus, but you called him three times. You said, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. And each time he went to Eli, Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And Eli told him after that last time, he said, listen, yeah, you listen to that voice. And when he called you again, say, speak, Lord, thy servant hear it. So I thank you today, Father God, for this is Children's Day. And the children, oh, yeah, they hear your voice. You're giving them dreams and visions. I thank you for the interpretations that you're giving them, like you gave Joseph when he was a child, oh, God. In the name, remove jealous spirits around the children. You put gifts and visions and talents in them, Lord God. Let them use the talent. Let the gifts come forth. Let the gifts come forth. Let them be used in the church. You said, suffer little children. Oh, yeah, don't stop them from coming to God. Don't stop them. They're not too young to get up at 2 years old and sing a song. They're not too young to bend the knee, get on Yamaku Shabaka on the microphone and pray in the congregation. They're not too young at 7 and 6 years old to bring forth the word. They're not too young to have the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. They're not too young to bring forth the word. So the children are being used in the Mokoshaba. Let them be used. Don't just sit them on the bench and let them listen to what a friend we have in Jesus, but let them speak Amokoshaba as the oracles of God. We thank you for the children today that you're going to use like you used Daniel, like you used Esther, like you used the children of old. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're going to use the Josephs today. You're going to use the children in the name of Jesus. Well, we thank God for you all joining us this morning, our Bible story land, in the name of Jesus. God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. You know he loves the children. Don't you remember? He said in Matthew 19:14 that he loves the children. They are precious to him. He wants the children to come to him. He don't want us to stop the children. They're not too young. He even told the young prophet, don't say you're too young. I'm going to use you. Say what I told you to say. Don't you remember he used Samuel? And he said, say what I told you to say. I'm going to do a new thing. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli. He was afraid. But Eli said, don't forget. Tell me what he said. Tell me what the Lord said to you. And then, oh, yeah, he told him, oh, yeah, children are telling you today, but are you listening? Are you listening to the children when they speak to you? They've got the word on the inside of them. Listen to the children. Well, it's Children's Day. We have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to sing and play a song of praise unto the Father. Good morning, Karen. How you doing?
I will do my best to sing it and play it. That's is
I'm
Father
sorry,
Abraham.
Sing to play, not to sing to play. Forgive me.
Okay.
Because of the King of Kings, Hallelujah. He's reigning on the throne, the King of Kings. He is the ruler of the nation. Don't you worry who's in office. The King is on the throne. He rules the nation. Hallelujah. He knows how to turn the hearts of the king. Yep. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, Matthew 19:14. Jesus loves the children. They are precious to him. They are so precious to him, and they are precious to us. We thank God for the children. Just as Jesus laid hands on them, we got to lay hands on them too. We got to pray for them every day. Yeah, if they're not around you, send the word. Send the word to the children for them to be protected. You know, all kind of things are happening to the children today. All kind of things. You got to watch out for them. When I was growing up, they used to have, and even as an adult, they had these little houses in people's windows. And there would be people who were watching the neighborhood, in the neighborhood, watching out for the children. I would go to school. We'd have people on the corner, older people walking on the corner, stopping fights and watching out for the children. Watch out for the children. Look out your window. I know sometimes we get afraid of the children. We get afraid to say anything. But, you know, we can't be like that. We got to say what we need to say. We got to tell the children. Even if you got to holler out your window. Don't fight. Stop that. You could save a child's life. So, yeah, speak to the children. If you don't want to speak to them, you see them out your window, just pray for them. They need prayer. Some of our children are being, you know, murdered daily. Murdered daily. So I want to read something to you this morning. This is a saying by Dorothy Law Nolte. It's called, If a Child Lives With. If a child lives with. So I want you to see what your children live with, your grandchildren live with. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. Sometimes our children are not shy, they're apprehensive because they're fearful. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. Now, I'm not just talking about he. I'm talking about children in general, he and she. If a child lives with praise, he or she learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, they learn to love. If a child lives with recognition, they learn to love themselves, to like who they are. If a child lives with honesty, they learn to tell the truth. If a child lives with fairness, they learn justice. If a child lives with security, they learn to trust in themselves and others. If a child lives with friendliness, they learn to trust. They learn that the world is a nice place to live in. I don't care what's going on around them. We got to teach them how to live in this world. We got to teach them. We got to encourage our children every day. We got to approve of them. We got to appreciate them. We got to be fair to them. We got to be friendly with them. Now, you know, Joseph had several sons, but he wasn't fair to them. He bought one of his sons out of all of his sons. He bought one of them. He didn't buy it. He made it. A coat of many colors. Don't be like that. Don't buy just one child or one grandchild a gift. What about the rest of them? Buy all of them. If you can't afford it, go to Dollar Tree. You could buy something for all of them. It only costs a dollar. If you got 16 grandchildren, buy a gift for them. You got 10 grandchildren, buy a gift for them. You got 4 grandchildren, buy a gift. It's only going to cost $4 or however many gifts you buy at Dollar Tree. Everything's only a dollar. So I thank God for each of you this morning. You know, God is a great God. He's a mighty God. He deserves the praise. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Yes, he does. God is, you know, oh, my God. We can't put God to be human. You know, sometimes we want to limit God. We can't limit him either. We cannot limit God. He is the Most High God. And he is not a God that we can limit. We can't limit him. He's an unlimited, unlimited Father. In case you didn't know it, don't you know he created the whole world in 6 days? Don't you know he doesn't slumber nor sleep? So what make you think that he can't do what you need done? He's almighty. Nothing is impossible to him. God of the impossibilities. Don't you know he knew the coronavirus was coming way, oh my God, before the foundations of the earth? It's nothing secret from him. He knows everything. Well, guess what? We're going to praise the omnipotent one. We're going to praise the almighty God. He's the majestic king. Let's praise him this morning. Yeah, it's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We're going to praise his name. We love to praise his name. We love to praise the high and holy, majestic Father. Yep, he's Lord, Lord of our lives. Now, don't you forget, Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God, Jehovah Yahweh, Lord of our lives. You know, he didn't even have to reveal himself to us. He could have stayed hidden. He didn't even have to build a whole garden for us. I was driving down the street yesterday, and I saw all these buildings coming up, all these buildings, and we complained that it's so hot. We complain that it's so cold. You know why? Because we are destroying the earth. We're plucking up the trees and moving the dirt and putting cement on them. No wonder it's so hot. No wonder it's so cold. We're moving what God gave us to help us in the world. Sometimes, you know, we ignorant of things. You know, the Bible says, you know, we perish. Because we're ignorant. We don't have enough knowledge to know, oh, yeah, God made the fruit. You know, that's how Daniel was. Daniel said, no, I ain't going to eat McDonald's. I ain't going to eat Burger King. I'm going to eat apples and oranges and bananas, and I'm going to eat some cherries, and I'm going to eat some pineapple. Yep, and I'm going to eat some nuts, you know, pecans, and you know the nuts, almonds and walnuts. He was brilliant now. He ate beans and green beans and collard greens and, you know, spinach and broccoli and kale. He don't you know he was brilliant? He did not defile his temple. So today, oh, yeah, we're going to call on a mighty woman of God from Paducah, Kentucky. She's a pastor of a church in Paducah, Kentucky, missionary, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. I just love each one of you. I love this woman of God. Hey, we calling her Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed in the Lord. I'm so thankful today to be alive to see one more day. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Amen. Me too. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing I Love You, Lord, today.
Amen.
I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you. I'll lift you up and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled That's why my heart is filled with praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yep, we love the Lord today and every day. And our hearts are filled with praise to the King of Kings, the Most High God. Yep, we love and adore him. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Awesome song. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, looking for Jackie Travis. I don't see her on yet. I guess she'll come on shortly. But I believe we have the twins on with us this morning. Good morning, Janiyah and Jemiah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Good to hear your voices. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
Because of Who You Are.
Oh, I love it. Go right ahead.
Okay. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and praise. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nisha, will you reign in victory? Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I give my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nisi, that you reign in victory, Jehovah Shammah. My Prince of Peace, and I worship you because you are. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all so much. Beautiful, beautiful. You girls have awesome, beautiful voices. I thank God for you all. You all are growing up. My goodness, growing up. Well, we're going to ask Minister Sherrod if he would pray for the girls, the twins, and the children of the world. We have Minister Sherrod Brunson on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to ask him to pray for the twins that just sang and the children of the world. Good morning, Minister Brunson. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. All right, we'll let you go ahead and pray.
All right. Gracious God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, oh God. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory. God, we come with humble hearts, oh God, asking God for forgiveness, oh God, for anything that we said, did, or done that was not like you, contrary to your word, oh God. God, help us not to say this religiously, but God, say this selfishly, committing ourselves and our lives back to you, oh God, on a daily basis. God, we pray, oh God, for the twins, oh God, that is just song, oh God. We pray for their lives, oh God. We pray for other children, oh God, that has committed their lives to you, oh God, committed their gifts and their talents to you, oh God. God, we ask that you just strengthen them and keep them and cover them in the name of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, oh God. We pray Psalms 91 over their day, over their mind, over their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh God, that no child be taken, their innocence taken away from them, oh God. I pray that every child, oh God, continues to get the nourishment, God, in their health, in their mind, in their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for every child, oh God, every home, oh God, and how they're being raised, oh God, and how they're being taught, oh God. They're being taught the word of God in the name of Jesus. God, open up opportunities more and more each day, oh God, for them to be exposed to you, oh God, in a greater way. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Oh God, you said in your word, suffer not the little children to come into me, oh God. God, so I pray, oh God, that we don't allow the children, God, to miss an opportunity and to experience you in a greater way. God, we thank you, God, for Sister G, oh God, and her desire, God, her hunger, God, to ensure that children not only be displayed, but the love of God be displayed. In the name of Jesus, in the children's lives, a platform, oh God, where the children can experience you in a greater way. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for the generals, oh God, that has lived their lives, oh God, and now sharing their life, helping other people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister G, and we ask, God, that you just continue to strengthen her and keep her. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sherrod. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome prayer. All right, we have with us Jackie Travis this morning. She's joining us on Children's Day. We thank God for her. She works with the senior citizens, and she has a grandbaby, Ava. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, we have Michelle LaVon with us again today. She said she want to sing This Little Light.
All right, go right ahead.
I got my Michelle. Okay, you ready, Michelle? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine, shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine, shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Lord, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. The line is never busy. Tell him what you want. Line is never busy. Tell him what you want. The line is never busy. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Do what? Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. But Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. I call him up. I call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah. Call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Thank you, McKaylee.
Oh, thank you, McKaylee. Thank you, Jackie.
That was beautiful. Miss Jackie. This is all Bethel light up in here.
Huh?
All Bethel Light members here. We all Bethel members.
Okay, all right.
We all Bethel Light.
Amen.
Okay.
Bethel Church. All right. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Beautiful. I thank God, darling.
Jack.
Thank God for Michaela. Thank God for those who are from Bethel on with us this morning. We appreciate you. Well,
Miss Jackie. Jackie times two. Her name is Jackie, and my name is Jackie.
All right. Jackie in the house. Thank God. Amen.
That's right. Jackie's in the house. Miss Gwen in the house.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida, the Sunshine State, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
This joy I have.
Amen.
Lord, give it to me. This joy I have. The world, give it to me. Oh, this joy I have. The world, give it to me. This joy I have. The world, give it to me. I said, world, give it, world can take it away. This joy I have, the world, give it to me. Oh, this joy I have, the world, give it to me. This joy I have, the world, give it to me. I said, the world, give it, the world can takes it away. This peace I have, the world can give it to me. Oh, this peace I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. This peace I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. I said, the world didn't give it, the world can take it away. Nobody but Jesus gave it to me. Nobody but Jesus gave it to me. Nobody but Jesus gave it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can take it away. This love I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this love I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. This love I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. Lord, I said, the world didn't give it, the world can take away the way. Nobody but Jesus gave it to me. Nobody but Jesus gave it to me. Nobody but Jesus gave it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can take it away. This peace I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. Lord, this peace I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. This peace I have, Lord, the world didn't give it to me. Lord, I said, the world didn't give it, the world can take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Yep, this joy that we have. Nope, the world didn't give it. Our mama, our daddy, our brother, our sister, our aunt, uncle, grandparents, cousins, they didn't give it to us. Our neighbors didn't give it to us. Our friends didn't give it to us. God gave it to us. This joy that we have, this peace that we have, this love that we have, came directly from God. Thank God. Thank God. Well, I thank God this morning for our speaker. And we have our speaker's husband on with us, Minister Sherrod Brunson. He's going to introduce our speaker this morning. Good morning again, Minister Brunson. How you doing?
I'm well, Sister G. I'm well. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to hear the word. I'm always excited to hear what God has to say to his people, especially through the vessel of my beautiful wife, Laurel Brunson. I'm so excited, and I'm so excited about how God is using her and how he has kept this promise. And I'm just so excited, and I'm thrilled to hear what God is saying to his people. So I introduced the some and welcome others to hear my beautiful wife, Laurel Brunson.
Amen, amen. Good morning, Evangelist Laurel Brunson. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're grateful you're here with us this morning. Go right ahead. Let God have his way with you.
Amen. Thank you for having me. Before I get into the word this morning, I do want to open up with prayer. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this day, God, that was not promised to us, oh God. Father, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor this morning, oh God. And Father, now as I prepare, God, to speak your word, Lord, I ask that you remove me out of the way, oh God, and that you stand up tall in and through me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, speak a word, God, to your people, both younger and older, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, God, for what you're about to do. And Lord, we say thank you, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So my scripture reference for today is going to be coming from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. That's Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And it reads, The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Verse 5, Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If I could use a topic for today, it would be, he's making something. Just to give a little background on Jeremiah, just a brief background, Jeremiah was one of the major prophets in the Bible. He was also considered the weeping prophet because he oftentimes found himself crying out before the Lord. So he was considered the weeping prophet. And one thing that was really significant about Jeremiah is that he was called by God as a youth. Back in Jeremiah chapter 1, starting at verse 5, the Bible declares that Jeremiah was called from his mother's womb. Actually, even before he was conceived in his mother's womb, the Bible says that God knew Jeremiah. Even before he was a thought to his mother and his father, he was already on God's mind. So Jeremiah was called by God as a youth, and that's significant because this is Children's Day. And a lot of times we feel like, youth feel like it can't be used because they're too young or they don't know enough. But I'm here to encourage the youth that you're never too young to be used by God. You're never too young to be used by God. When God told Jeremiah, I want you to speak to the nation. Jeremiah said, Lord, I'm just a child. I can't speak. How you want me to speak to the nations? And I barely know my ABCs. You want me to speak to the nations? But God said, don't say you're a child. I'm still going to use you. God can still use you even as a child. It doesn't matter whether you're 5, whether you're 15, whether you're 55 or 95. God still has a purpose and a plan for you. He called you from your mother's womb. Even before you were placed in your mother's belly, God already knew you. He already knew what he put down on the inside of you, and he called you for a specific purpose. Going back to Jeremiah chapter 18, Jeremiah was given the instruction to go down to the potter's house, and there God would call Jeremiah to hear his word. Even as a young child, Jeremiah heard the word of the Lord. Even as a young child, you can still hear God's voice. Sister G stated it earlier, the different people that God used as a child. Even as a child, you can still hear from God. God still wants to use you. He still wants to speak to you. So I ever think that just because you're 5 or just because you're 15 or just because you're 12 that God can use you. God still wants to use you. So Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and there Jeremiah saw the potter making something at the wheel. So this scripture clearly lets us know that the potter was making something, but Jeremiah couldn't quite make out what it was that the potter was making. I wanted to encourage those on this line that you may not know what God is doing in your life. You may not exactly know where he's taking you. Other people may not understand what God is doing in your life. But just know that the potter knows what he's doing in your life. The potter knows what he's making. The potter knew what you were going to be even before he created you. The potter knew what he put on the inside of you even before you came into existence. The potter already knew. So Jeremiah saw the potter making something at the wheel. Just tell somebody, if you're sitting next to somebody, just tell them that he's making something. Everything that you're going through is because God is making something. Even the children, while you're in school, you may not understand why you can't fit in with your peers and why you seem to carry yourself differently and why you may be teased and picked on because you're different. It's because God is making something. It's because God is doing something in you. He's doing a work in you. The Bible says to come from among them and be separate. So God has already set you aside. He's already put you to the side for a time such as this. That's why you can't seem to fit in with everybody. That's why you can't seem to do the drugs that everybody else is doing. That's why you can't drink like everybody else is drinking. That's why you can't go to the places that your friends are going. It's because God has set you aside. It's because God is already doing a work on the inside of you, and God already knew what he put on the inside of you even before you came into existence. The Bible declares in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you an expected end." So everything that you are going through, even down to the children, everything that you are facing, everything that's going on around you is because God wants to get you to your expected end. He created your ending before he created your beginning. And that was all a part of the plan. God put a purpose and a plan inside of every one of us. But the only way that we can fully walk in the plan of God is that we have to know God for ourselves. So parents, I encourage you to allow your children to get to know God for themselves. You must be born again. The Bible declares that we must be born again. Your children must be born again. So if your children are not saved, get them saved. Invite them to know Christ for themselves so that they can walk into the plan and the purposes of God, because God put a purpose inside each and every one of your children. Just watch them. Watch how they respond. Watch what they gravitate towards. And then push them into their purpose. It's better to walk into your purpose as a child so that when you get older, you can be everything that God has called you to be. So I encourage the parents that are on this call to push your children into their purpose. Push your children into their purpose. Let your children know that they can be anything that God has called them to be. And then a lot of times we feel like walking in purpose means that we have to be an apostle, or we have to be a preacher, or we have to be a prophet. But that's not always true. Just because you don't have a title doesn't mean you don't have purpose. A title is not, your purpose is not predicated on whether you have a title. Your purpose has everything to do with whatever you're passionate about. So watch your children. Watch what their passions are. Watch what they gravitate toward. Just watch your children so that you can see what their purpose is in life. God has put a purpose in our children. God is raising up these children. He's raising up a generation that will say yes to his will and yes to his way. And that generation has to start with our children. Even on this call, it has to start with the children that's on this call. It has to start with the children that's in our family, that's in our home. So I encourage us, even if we don't have children, I encourage us to help push these children into their purpose, because they are the next generation. They are our future. And without these children, we truly have no future. So push these children into their purpose. Jeremiah was afraid because he was a child. He felt like he couldn't speak to the nation. And you may not have been called to speak to the nations, but you've definitely been called to do something. You've been called to do something. You have a purpose in this earth to do something. Even if it's being a veterinarian or being a doctor or being a janitor, whatever it is that, whatever that passion is, whatever that purpose is, God has placed something on the inside of you. He didn't create us to just exist, but he created us to live. He said that he came, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. That is his purpose for us, is to live an abundant life, not to just exist in the world, not to just take up space, but to truly walk in his purpose and in his ways. So I encourage you all today to stay on the potter's wheel, because he's making you, because he's shaping you, because sometimes I was watching the videos of potters making different things at the potter's wheel, and I was noticing that they had to kind of mold the clay, and they had to reshape it in order to get it to the way, to what they wanted it to be, and a lot of us are being reshaped. A lot of us are being molded. A lot of us are being shifted. A lot of us are being remade. Sometimes God has to tear you down in order to build you back up, because the first vessel that he made of clay was not, it was marred in his hands. So he has to remake you. He has to reshape you. And so some of you may be going through that process right now. He may be reshaping you and remaking you and shifting you and putting you in the place that he has called you to be. And sometimes that looks like allowing tragedies to happen. Sometimes that looks like allowing calamity to happen, allowing different things in our life to happen in order to get us to the place that he has called us to be. So don't be discouraged, because God is making you. Stay on the potter's wheel. The clay does not jump off the potter's wheel when it becomes uncomfortable. If you jump off the potter's wheel before God finished making you, then you can abort your purpose. You can abort your assignment. So stay on the potter's wheel, because even in this moment, even as we speak, God is shaping you. God is making you. That thing that may have taken place even on today, God allowed it to happen because he's shaping you, because he's making something. He's trying to get you out your comfort zone. Being shaped and being remade and being molded does not feel good. It's uncomfortable to the clay, but just know that you're in the potter's hands, and that it, being in the potter's hands is the best place that you can be. It's the best place that you can be in. Because God has his hands on you. He's never gonna take his hands off of you as long as you don't move. Stay in that place of God where he can shape you, where he can mold you, where he can groom you. Even the children, stay in the place where you're teachable. Stay in the place where you're hungry for God. Even the twins that were on, and you're singing, continue to sing his praises, continue God, to trust God with what he's doing in your life. Don't ever allow anybody to tell you you're too young to be used by God. Don't ever allow anyone to tell you that God doesn't have a purpose for you. We come against every negative thing that may have been spoken over the children. We declare that they will rise up. We declare that they will rise up in purpose. They will walk in their calling. They will walk in whatever God has called them to do. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to stay on the wheel, because God is making something. That's all I have.
Amen. Oh, my God. I thank God for you, Evangelist Sherelle Brunson. She is a mighty powerhouse. She's not even 30. She's just barely 30-something. So I thank God for her and the word that God put in her. He's making something. Yep. All of us are on the potter's wheel. Well, we thank God for the children who are on the potter's wheel. We thank God for the adults who are on the potter's wheel. She said, push your children into what God has called them to be. You know, sometimes we say, oh, they're too young. No, no. God told Jeremiah, don't say you're too young. You're not too young. You're just at the right age. So I want to tell you today, I'm going to unmute all the lines. In case you have something on in your house, I'm asking you if you would mute your phone back. But it's salvation time. It is salvation time. You know, salvation comes to all of us. So, you know, God said, okay, look, I'm going to send Jesus down there because you all need to be saved. You all need to be, you know, come out of your worldly ways. Come out of your fleshly ways. I'm calling you to a higher calling. I'm calling you to a call you're not even aware of. I want you to come to me. I'm going to show you a new way. I'm going to clean you out of the mud and the mire of your life, and I'm going to do a new thing in you. So if there's anyone on the line who's not been saved, you know, we'll walk you through the plan of salvation, and all you got to do is say, Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him on the third day, and then you will be saved. And then the other part, you got to live holy. You got to live for God. You can't live for yourself. You got to live for God. So I thank God, you know, that he made a way of escape for us. We can escape out of this flesh suit. Yeah, all of us are going to drop this flesh suit, and we're going to have another body, a glorified body, a body that, you know, the flesh can't go to heaven where God is. It cannot. But we don't know the day or the hour God may call us, so we got to be ready. I have the Vons on with us, and I don't know if he's going to sing Jesus is Soon to Come, but Minister Von and his wife are on with us this morning, and I love that song. He said, Jesus is soon to come. And I want to tell you, Jesus is coming soon. Yeah, he's coming soon. You know that song says, soon and very soon, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Yep, we're going to see him soon. And then once you get saved, look, you can't go sliding back the way, you can't go backwards. You can't go sliding back the way you used to go. You know, we've been studying in Genesis, right now we're in Genesis 19. We can't even look back. Lot's wife, they don't even give her name. Lot's wife looked back. She looked back at what used to be. No, we got to move forward. We can't slide backwards. We got to move forward. So I'm going to ask the Vons this morning if they want to sing a song. It don't have to be the one I call, but any song. Good morning, Von family. How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen.
Y'all want to sing this morning?
Guide me along the way, oh Lord, Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk day with you. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Each and every day of my life, Lord, lead me. I need you, Jesus. Guide me along the way, oh Lord, Lord, if you leave me, I cannot stray. So Lord, let me walk. Lead me and guide me, each and every day. Lord, let me walk. Take me by my hand. Lead me, Lord. Each day with you. Lead me, oh Lord.
I need the Lord to lead you this morning. Lead me, oh Lord. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you, Lord. And you said you would direct my path. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. It's children's day, and we got to let the Lord lead us, you know, so we can't go astray. But you know one thing we got to do? Surrender. We got to surrender all to him so he can lead us. Yep. We can't resist him. We got to surrender all so he can lead us. We want him to lead us, but you know, we got to do our part too. So I thank God for Minister Vaughn and his precious wife, Lil Lola. That's what our cousin called Lil Lola. Thank God for them coming on with us this morning. So the lines are unmuted. Anybody not saved on here? State your name and we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right. Well, we praise the Lord. Anybody backslidden? You know, sometimes we slide back and we don't even know it. So anybody backslidden, anybody, you know, have a lack of faith and not enough trust in God, we're going to pray for you. I thank God for that word that Minister Evangelist Sherelle brought forth. Yep, she brought forth a mighty word today. He's making something. Yep, he's making you. We're not complete yet. We're not complete. He's making you. No matter what age, he's making you. Anybody backslidden? All right. Well, thank God for you all. I'm gonna ask Minister Sherelle, Evangelist Minister Sherelle, if she would pray for the children of the world and their families. And then we're going to be opening up the lines for prayer this morning. Go ahead, Lorelle.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you, oh God, for our children, oh God. Lord God, we ask that you cover them, God, that you bless them, oh God, that you keep them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we encourage our children today, God, to continue, God, to rise up and be everything that you have called them to be, oh God, as you are making them, God, as you are shaping them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you are molding them, God, in the name of Jesus, as you have called them, God, from their mother's womb, oh God, even before they were conceived, God, you thought about them, oh God, you had them on your mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and you've already placed purpose inside of each one of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our children today, God, that purpose would come forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that whatever the purpose is that you put in them, God, will not be stifled, will not be hindered, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they will not die early, in the name of Jesus, God, but they will walk out their purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I come against premature death right now, off our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they will not taste death, God, until they see your glory, until they see your promises fulfilled, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our children today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, our children everywhere, those on the call, those that are not on the call, those in our families, those in our homes, our grandchildren, God, our godchildren, our sons, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we cover them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to cover them from every negative influence, oh God, from drugs and sex and prostitution, oh God, in the name of Jesus, premarital sex, oh God, peer pressure, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you cover them right now, in the name of Jesus, there is no temptation, oh God, that will overcome us, God, but you make a way of escape, oh God, so even for the children, make a way of escape. Thank you, Jesus, even for the children. Make a way of escape, God, in the name of Jesus. God, when they're tempted to do things that they shouldn't do, make a way of escape, God. When they're tempted, God, with peer pressure, make a way of escape, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. When they're tempted to do drugs, God, oh, God, we thank you for making a way of escape right now. In the name of Jesus, cover them. Keep them, oh, God. Cover their families right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that mothers and daughters and fathers and sons and nieces and aunties, oh God, they're coming back together in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word that a house divided against itself cannot stand. So God, we declare the spirit of unity, God, in our families right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that our families and our homes, God, won't be divided, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in this season, oh God. For you will do a new thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shall we not know it, God? Shall we not perceive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus? God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you. And we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. She's a powerful prayer warrior. We thank God. And a powerful, awesome speaker. We thank God for her prayers. She brought the word this morning. I thank God for the word. He's making something. Yes, God is. He's making something out of us, shaping and molding us. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland on Children's Day. So I pray anyone who has a prayer request, all the lines are open. If you have a prayer request, state your name and give your prayer request. We're going to be praying for our usual prayer request momentarily.
Minister G, this is Pastor Hawker. I'm asking special prayer for my family, special prayer for the Topp family, T-O-P-P. Sister Sherilyn Topp's homegoing service will be at 12 o'clock today. She was a member of our home church. I'm asking for prayer for the Smith family. That is Betty Smith. She is one of the original members of the Golden Echoes, founding members. That's one of the gospel groups that I play the piano for. She's going to be, her homegoing service is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So please keep the Smith family in prayer. And then Henderson's cousin Joel Irving passed away. We need prayer for the Irving family. They're in Savannah, Tennessee, and prayer for our friend Tony Thurman, who is on life support in Pennsylvania. So that's the Topp, the Smith, the Irving, and the Thurman family. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Prayer request. State your name and your prayer request.
This is Jesus, Mother Fanny.
All right, Mother Fanny.
I want my whole entire family prayer and each and everyone else in this world because we all need prayer.
All right. Thank you, Mother Fanny.
Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. This is Minister Bowman, and I need y'all to pray for my pastor. She lost her brother, which she'll be putting away next weekend, the Freeman family and the Butler family and the Doty family. And then keep me and my family up in prayer. And I and my brother, the one that's in prison, God is doing a good thing in his life, a new thing, like you're saying. God is making something. And we just want to thank God for the faithful prayer warriors that pray for me and my family and other people. And I want to wish everybody a happy belated Thanksgiving, and I love you all.
Love you too, Minister Bowman. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We appreciate you.
Amen.
A prayer request. Any more prayer requests? All right. Okay. I thank God for you all coming on this morning with us. We appreciate you. I'm going to ask Minister Evangelist Laurel, if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. She's the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, and she's asking for special prayer for her family. As a pastor, she has much to do, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. You know, you feel so stretched and stressed. So she's asking for prayer for the Top family, the Smith family, the Irving family. Pray for comfort and strength, and for Tony Thurman, healing.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. God, we pray, God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God. Father, you know, God, every responsibility, God, you know, God, the weight, God, that she's feeling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, oh God, for her service. We thank you, oh God, for her obedience, for her faithfulness, oh God. Even for the many things that she has sacrificed, oh God. We thank you for the tears that she has shed behind closed doors. God, we thank you for the things that she has gone through in secret, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, remind her, God, that a labor of love has not gone in vain. In the name of Jesus, has not gone unnoticed, oh God. We pray for her strength right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, give her the strength to bear up right now. In the name of Jesus, send people her way, God, that can keep her arms bared up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, continue to be with her. Continue to walk with her. Continue to talk with her, God. Continue, God, to dry every tear that she may shed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bottle them up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you know her works, oh God. God, you know her labor, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you, oh God, that she is steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing this thing, God, that her labor is not in vain in you. God, we thank you, oh God. We pray for the bereaved families, oh God, the Top family, the Smith family, the Irving family. God, we ask that you comfort these families, oh God, that you be with them right now in the name of Jesus, those that are bearing loved ones on today. God, we ask that you comfort them, that you wrap them in your arms, oh God. God, remind them that you are too perfect to make a mistake in the name of Jesus. And God, if you allowed it, there is a reason for it, God. In the name of Jesus, be with every family right now. God, we thank you, oh God, dry every tear right now. And God, even though, God, they may have lost family members, God, in the natural, God, we declare, God, that salvation shall rise up from this, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that people will be saved and set free and healed, oh God, and come into the full knowledge of you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, we bless you, and God, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray for Mother Fanny, her family, and all the families who lost loved ones, families who are going through situations?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come just thanking you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayer. Lord, we ask a special blessing today on Mother Fanny, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch her body, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen her body as only you can. And then, Lord, we ask a special blessing for all of her family members, Lord. Lord, bless them. Give them, Lord, what you know they stand in need of. Then, Father, we ask a special blessing for all the families of the world, Lord. Lord, we need you like never before, Lord. If we never needed to, we sure do need you now, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch families. We ask, Lord, that you would heal broken relationships, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen the families of the world, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would draw them closer to you, Lord. Lord, your word says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. Seek your face, turn from their wicked ways. Then you would hear from heaven. You would forgive their sin and heal the land. Lord, our land needs healing. So, Lord, we ask that you would touch with a healing touch. Lord, we know that you are more than a doctor. You're a healer, and you've never lost that patience. So, Lord, we ask that you would touch America. Touch this world, Lord. We need you, Lord. You know what we're going through right now, Lord. But, Lord, we know that all things happen for a reason. So, Lord, we just ask that you would make us better Christians, make us stronger Christians, make us more determined Christians, Lord. Lord, make us determined to run on to see what the end is going to be. Lord, I love you. I thank you this morning for my life, Lord. I thank you for using me and shaping me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for putting me on your potter's wheel, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for what you've done, Lord, and looking forward to things that you're going to do, because our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard. It hadn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have in store for those who love you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray today, for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
All right, we have one more prayer request. I'm going to ask Evangelist Burrell if she would pray for Minister Bowman's family. And she also has a brother that she wants to be covered. So we thank you. Thank you, Laurel. Go ahead.
You said the Bowman family?
Yes. And she has a brother in prison that she wants to pray for.
I want her to take my kingdom off.
Okay. Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you once again, oh God. Lord, we lift up the Bowman family, oh God. Father, you know what they're standing in need of. God, we ask, God, that you cover them right now, God, that you supply every need, God, that they're standing in need of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There is not one thing, God, that you cannot do. In the name of Jesus, for there is nothing too hard for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so whatever it is, God, meet the need right now in the name of Jesus. We're petitioning you, God. We're believing you by faith, oh God, that whatever the family needs, oh God, we thank you, oh God. Oh God, that you're supplying it, that you're sending a release right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the brother, God, that's in prison. Oh God, touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon him, oh God. Have mercy upon him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, touch him, God. Even now, God, we declare that he's on the potter's wheel. In the name of Jesus, make him and mold him, God, and do what it is, God, you need to do in him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe, God, that we're going to see a permanent change, God, within him, God. In the name of Jesus, within his mindset, God, within his heart right now, in the name of Jesus, even as we're praying, God, we believe, God, that you're working on him, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we know, God, that you're just, God, that you're a merciful God, that you're a forgiving God, in the name of Jesus, God. And while he's there, God, we pray, God, that you speak to him, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to his heart right now. Speak to his mind right now. In the name of Jesus, send salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let him know, God, that you still love him, God, that you still call him, God, that you still want him, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit, God, of suicidal thoughts. I come against the spirit of depression off of him in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that he will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, God, we send this prayer to him right now in the name of Jesus, wherever he is, God. We send this prayer to him right now. God, in the name of Jesus. We cover his atmosphere, God. God, that he won't be hurt or harmed in any type of way, God. In the name of Jesus, we release your angels, God, to cover him now. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against every attack of the enemy off of him right now, God. In the name of Jesus, you're protecting him and you're keeping him for a time such as this, God. He even has purpose within him, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And even, God, we may not know the length of time that he may be there, but God, he's going to walk out purpose even while he's there, God. In the name of Jesus, even while he's in prison, he's going to walk out purpose. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you. God, we bless you for it, God, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for the beautiful prayer.
All right, Minister Bowman.
I just want to let her know, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to tell her that he's got ordained in the prison. And we be online with him every Thursday night. He's preaching from the prison. So God is really, you know, doing something because he is doing prison work from the prison to his family and friends. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Bowman. Minister Bowman, can you pray for Jackie Travis? She has two daughters, a grandbaby, Ava. And she takes care of senior citizens. That's her ministry. Can you pray for her?
Amen. Amen. Well, we come to you this morning, lifting up my sister in Christ, Sister Jackie Travis. Lord, I thank you for her faithfulness that's helping the elders, because my nickname is Travis too, and I do the same thing. I love my elders. It's nothing I won't do for my elders and other people's children and grandchildren. I will not do nothing. If I don't have enough for all of mine, I don't even bring it out. So that's the kind of person I am. I love children. I love elders. If it's anything they need, I ask them, let me know, and I will come and help them. So I thank God for Sister Jackie being faithful, standing in Ruth's shoes, doing the vineyard work, because that's what God needs, some more faithful vineyard workers. And I thank God for her standing in the shoes of those women doing the vineyard work for the elders, because the elders need love too, because some of them done got thrown away in the nursing home and stuff, and family don't even go back and look at them. It wasn't even before Corona they was doing it, but now it's worse. But I thank God that somebody could stand up and go and see about their elders. I call on elders every day of my life. I tell an elder I love them. Do they need anything? I will be there for them. So I thank God for just the love that she has for elders and her grandchildren and other children. Because had not been for God, we wouldn't even connect on this land. So I thank God for you all. And I love you all. And keep on doing what God wants you to do, Pastor and First Lady. And God love you all for standing up and doing his will. And I thank God for you all, the Bond family, and my sister G. I met her over the line, and I love her dearly, and all the rest of my sisters in Christ. Keep on doing God's will. Amen. Love all of you all.
Love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. So, it's closing time. Anybody have anything that they want to say before we hang up? It's closing time on Bible Story.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Huh? Yes. Somebody say hello.
I didn't, but I'd like to make a comment, Carissa.
Okay.
So you have to go now.
Jackie, you have anything you want to say,
yes,
Jackie?
Can you hear me?
Yes, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you talking to me, Sister G? This is Jackie.
Jackie. Uh-huh. Do you have anything you want to say before we close out?
I want to ask you all to pray for my sister-in-law, Maylee. She's in intensive care. I mean, ICU in Indianapolis and all. She's not doing too well at all. So they're trying to figure out what's going on with her. Just pray for everyone, please, in your private time. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right.
I know it's time to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Karen, you were saying something?
Yes, I was. I want to let you know I'm going back at Rosemont on Wednesday afternoon playing the music for the people that live there. So pray that I can stay safe, but at the same time do what I need to do.
Okay, Rosemont. What is Rosemont?
An assisted living center here in Atascocita, not too far from my house.
Okay, all right, that's great.
I just started back last Wednesday. I'm so glad to do it, but I want to, you know, pray for my safety in there too. You know, that I don't give nothing and I don't get nothing.
Amen, amen. Amen. All right, anybody else? All right, well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for the speaker, the singers, every family who came on this morning. I appreciate you. I love you. I am so grateful God put you in my life. I am so grateful to the Father for, you know, he's shaping us, molding us. He's making something out of me. So I thank God. Oh, my God. You know, I love you, but you know God loves you so much. Sometimes you may feel all alone. You may feel like nobody care about you, but don't feel that way. God loves you, and he has you in somebody's heart. Somebody's praying for you. God has intercessors all over the world. Trust me, all over the world. Somebody's praying for somebody. Maybe 2 in the morning, maybe 6 in the afternoon, but there's somebody praying for you. God has intercessors on assignment to pray for people. So I thank God for you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Bible Storyland Children's Day. We thank you for everything you allowed us to do this morning, say this morning. We thank you for the speaker, for those who sang, those who prayed, those who listened. We thank you, oh God, for the children. Oh, yes, Lord. I know you love the children, Lord, and you want them to be used in your kingdom. So, Father, we thank you that the pastors and the apostles, and they'll begin to see the gifts in the children. They'll begin to take them off the bench and let them sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or whatever song they want. They'll begin to let them pray. They'll begin to let them do things in the body of Christ. Oh, God, they're never too young. And even if they just lift up holy hands, even if they sing a song, even if they pray, even if they shout before the Lord, the children, you want them used in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for fathers and mothers and children and grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Oh, Lord, remove all the junk out of us, out of our family members, all the junk. You know the division. Bring unity and love and peace and joy in our families again, oh God. Father, you are a God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, and you call for peace in each one of us, peace in our family members. And, Lord, you have a solitary one in every family to pray for the family members to come to you, to pray for unity, pray for strength. And, Lord, we have lost so many loved ones this year. Father, I lift up the Morton family, my friend Dora Morton, who passed away. I lift up her husband, her 2 children, her grandchildren, all of her relatives. Lord, all of us have lost someone we love this year. So, Father, we ask you to comfort and strengthen your people like never before. And, Lord, let us not be grow weary in well-doing. Father, cover Karen as she goes to the place to play music, praise music, in the name of Jesus on Wednesdays, Lord. Go before her, go with her, Lord. And, Lord, you know everybody on here. You know everybody by name, by fingerprint. You know everybody. You created everybody. So everybody who's on, everyone who came on this morning, we lift them up before you, and we thank you for walking with us, talking with us, guiding us in a plain path, leading us, oh, God. Lord, sometimes the coronavirus may be like landmines. Help us not to step on any landmine of coronavirus, but help us to step where you tell us. Sharpen our discernment. Sharpen our hearing of you, what you're speaking in our ear. Remove all distractions from us, Lord God. We're too distracted in 2020. We're busy doing this and busy doing that. But, Lord, I thank you that we'll begin to spend more time. And it won't just be when a pandemic comes. It'll be all the time that we'll spend time with you, oh God. And, Lord, we are your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. And we are thanking you for healing our land. We are turning from our wicked ways. You know, in the church, how sometimes, Lord, Sister so-and-so don't want to speak to Sister so-and-so, Brother so-and-so, avoid Brother so-and-so. You know the things that go on that's wicked and evil. Mm-hmm. You want the church to show love so that the world can be drawn. So, Father, I pray for love in the churches, love in the body of Christ, love for our brothers, love for our sisters, love for the children, love for the family, genuine love. I think that we won't hug nobody and have malice in our heart or evil and wickedness in our heart against them, but we would have a pure heart. Purify our hearts today, oh God. Continually shape us. Continually mold us. Make us into the vessels you want us to be, oh God.
Oh, yes.
So, Lord, we just praise your name. We honor you today, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Continually shape us. Continually mold us. Continually draw us closer. Let us as family members pray for those family members who are not saved yet, and even those who slid back in the mud. We call you back right now in Jesus' name. We say, come on in to the body of Christ. And, Lord, when they come back, let us not point the finger at them. Let us not feel like, oh, yeah, we know what she did. Yeah, we know what he did, and point the finger. But let us examine ourselves.
Oh, yes.
And see how we might be out of the faith and not know it, oh God.
Thank you,
Jesus. So, Father, speak to us daily. Let us hear your voice clear. And let us not call you something said. Let us not call you something. But we'll say, Father, spoke to us through his Holy Spirit. So, Father, as we close out, we love and adore you. We bless you. I want to tell each of you, God loves you so much. And he still has plans for you. I don't care if you're 109, God still has plans for you. Lord, I lift up Miss Ludell, who was not on with us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, I thank you for her and her family, all the seniors, all the children, all the family members, in Jesus' name. God loves you. I love you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. This year is almost closing. But don't forget, lift up the name of Jesus. How we do it? By the way we live.
Oh, yes.
Don't just give Jesus lip service. No, don't say, I love you. Show. It's about obedience. Love and obedience is the same word. Obey God. Obey what he tell you to do. Don't say, oh, well, I know I shouldn't do this, but I know God going to forgive me. The devil is a liar. No. No, God knows everything before him. So you say, God, give me strength that I don't sin against you.
Mama.
So I thank the Lord for each of you. I love you. Talk to you all soon. Wednesday, we'll be on. Next Thursday, we'll be on. Wednesday at 1 p.m., 12 p.m., some people's time. We have Wednesday midweek Bible study. We are speaking to senior citizens and other people. Thursdays. Boys to men, girls to ladies at 8 p.m. And let's see, next Saturday. Yep, next Saturday we'll be on. So I thank God for you all. I love all of you. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Love you. Bye.
Bye.